Well, a federal opposition frontbencher has this evening hit out at Scott Morrison's response to the recent protests in Melbourne. Ed Husic accused the PM of trying to create a false equivalency and compared Mr. Morrison's words to those used by former US President Donald Trump. Our political reporter James Glenday joins me. James, first of all, why has the PM taken so long to respond to a week of protests in Melbourne that have included some disturbing features, and what did he have to say?
Yeah, we've been waiting to ask Scott Morrison about this for a couple of days now, and this morning that opportunity came. It's important to note that Scott Morrison condemned the protests. He said that disputes should always be aired in a respectful way and that he had no time for violence at all or some of the explicit images and things that were at the protests. But he added that it was time for governments to get out of people's lives and time for people to be allowed to make their own choices about what was and wasn't safe when it came to COVID-19. Here's a little of how he explained his position earlier today.
Well, of course, those threats and intimidation has no place in Australia. We're a civil, peaceful society. Where we have disagreements, we don't handle them with violence. And there can be no tolerance for that. Of course, there are many people who are feeling frustrated. I mean, over the last couple of years, governments have been telling Australians what to do. Now, there's been a need for that as we've gone through the pandemic. But the time is now to start rolling all of that back. It's time for governments to step back and for Australians to take their lives back and for Australians to be able to move forward with the freedoms that should be theirs. They should be able to go and get a cup of coffee in Brisbane when you're over 80%, regardless of whether you've had the vaccines or not.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison there. Now, Linda, the federal government wants Australia to reopen as soon as possible, totally, as key vaccination targets are increasingly hit. And over the past couple of weeks, the PM has been attempting to link the actions of state Labor premiers with the federal Labor opposition as he tries to claw back some ground in opinion polls and begins campaigning ahead of next year's election. But that said, there are quite a few people today who we've heard from who think the PM's attempts to make a political point while also condemning the protesters at the same time was deeply inappropriate.
Yes. So tell us more about what the reaction's been to this.
The Deputy Queensland Premier hit out at Mr. Morrison. He accused him of trying to appeal to anti-vaxxers, particularly over his comments regarding getting a coffee in Brisbane, which we just heard. The West Australian Premier, Mark McGowan, accused the PM of dog whistling to the fringes. More comments there about anti-vaxxers as well. And then Labor frontbencher Ed Husic was even stronger this evening, comparing Mr. Morrison's response in some way to that of former US President Donald Trump following the violent white supremacist protest we saw in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017. Here's some of what Mr. Husic had to say.
I'm frankly stunned that it took Scott Morrison days for this to happen, and I'm even more alarmed by the attempt to establish some sort of moral equivalency, like what we saw with Donald Trump post-Charlottesville, suggesting that Scott Morrison understood the frustrations of those out there.
Okay.
This is not right. And it is not the right signal to send. He was called on today to exercise national leadership, to say to the country, we will not tolerate this type of behaviour being directed in this way to our democracy. And it seems like with Trump, Scott Morrison doesn't want to upset violent extremists.
Now, we've been to the PM's team this evening about those comments, Linda, and just a short time ago, they came back to us with a swift no comment.
Thank you very much. James Glenday, our political reporter in Canberra.